This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Airborne transmission of infectious respiratory particles plays a key role in the spread of COVID-19. As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, CSU researchers are studying specific activities to learn more.
That includes things like singing, talking, and playing instruments. They found singing produced 77% more aerosols than talking, and men produce 34% more aerosols than women. John Volkens is a mechanical engineering professor.
When you sing, you emit more particles than when you talk, and when you sing or talk louder, you especially emit more particles.
He cautions the research did not show that men can spread COVID-19 more, but he says that is a reasonable assumption. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater was released from the hospital yesterday after a major injury during the team's game on Sunday. Bridgewater appeared unconscious after he fell and hit his head on the ground during the Broncos' loss to the Cincinnati Bengals in Denver. He was carted off the field and taken to the hospital. Team officials later said Bridgewater had movement in all of his extremities. It's unclear if he'll play in this week's game against the Las Vegas Raiders. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.
Long-term housing near national parks is being converted to short-term rentals for vacationers. What that means for locals near Joshua Tree, next time on Marketplace.
Join us for Marketplace this afternoon at 3:30 and then an encore at 6:30. And a reminder that if you have an old car that you're trying to get rid of and you don't really know what to do with it, do what Dale and Becky in Grand Junction did. They donated their 1993 Lexus to Colorado Public Radio to help keep us on air longer for you, for them, for everybody.